Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's go around the world in sports here with Clay Ferreiro. We always enjoy talking with Clay. Heat play tonight. They've come together, it seems like, at a good time, a fortuitous time to be playing well together. You know, we had Mike Wallace on yesterday. We were talking about this. I said, do you think that they could potentially be a surprise team come playoff time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. And I don't even know that you would say that it's much of a surprise. I think the thing with them is their highs have shown you who they can be. I think, unfortunately, they've just been so inconsistent. I mean, even Jimmy Butler says it seemingly after every loss. I don't know which team is going to show up from one game to the next. You could envision this team finding a way to put it together and put together consistent performances in the playoffs. And, you know, I'm not at all comparing them to the Lakers and LeBron, but, you know, every single year with LeBron, there's stuff that happens towards the end of the season that, this is it for enter X team that LeBron plays for now. This is it for the Lakers. LeBron's ailing. Anthony Davis is good. The Cavaliers, man, they're just not getting it together. Kevin Love doesn't, and they always find a way. And given what the Heat did last year in the playoffs, you could absolutely envision a scenario where they go back to being a bit more like they were last year. And honestly, if Victor Oladipo comes back and Victor Ariza continues to play at the level at which he's played, then you could see them potentially doing this once again, because they've got the pieces to, on defense at least, be even better than they were last year. But again, the inconsistency has just been so maddening that until they do, I think you would have to say that they would be a surprise team if they do finally put it together.
And Clay, I never anticipated even writing this question down to ask anyone about the Heat, but Deadman, like Dwayne Deadman, is he an integral part of this run? I know, it got you. It just got me. Is he a big piece of this team right now? Because I enjoy watching him play.
Integral. This is not, listen to this, Clay. This is not even edited. This is me trying to ask this of a guest. Integral.
No, you know what though? I applaud you guys. You're trying to luxuriate your vocabulary.
Hey!
There we go.
Have you ever heard the word luxuriate?
Not until Solana told me when he called me. Hey, bonus points if you can work this into the interview at some point. So that's
really. So you've never heard luxuriate.
No, I had never heard it before, but I'm game for anything like that.
Wow. I got a text from Omar Kelly. He said, never heard luxuriate. I had to look it up, learn something new.
There you go.
You say it's
there
a common go. Word.
There you go.
Yeah, luxuriate's a common
look,
word.
Look,
grown men.
Dwayne Dedman has certainly luxuriated the Heat's bench, luxuriated Eric Spoelstra's options. I don't know if that even works. Like, I don't. I love watching the guy play. I'm with you, man. Like, the energy, and also there's just this. I love when Greg Popovich was in the huddle a few years ago, and that it caught him saying, "I need some nasty." Well, that's who he is. I mean, he comes off the bench. I mean, he seems like such a nice guy, and he gets out there on the floor and he brings the nasty. And you need that. And this is a team that especially. You know, I've said this, if Oladipo comes back, and they put it together quickly enough, you could see a world where, man, they could be a team that Brooklyn doesn't want to face because of the number of long, quick, twitchy defenders that they can put on the perimeter. The team that would really scare me right now is Philly, because I have no clue before they got Deadman how they would match up with Embiid and even get in his way, because you don't want to put Bam on him all game long. But now with Deadman, you at least have somebody big, strong, that can play defense enough to get in his way and bother him. And so, yeah, I think not only has he been a big key to what they're doing right now, I think there's a mentality when he comes into the game, and you can very well see that if they end up beating Joel Embiid in the playoffs, that he could have a big role there as well.
Let me move on here, because I want to cover a lot of ground with Clay Ferrero from Local 10. The Dolphins, we haven't spoken with you since the draft happened. They selected Jaylen Waddle and Jalen Phillips in the first round. So specifically just the first round selections here, not the draft in totality. The first round selections, Waddle and Phillips, what are your thoughts?
Well, so I was out at the draft party, and the initial thought, there were people around who were cursing and throwing stuff when Ja'Marr Chase and Kyle Pitts went before the Dolphins were on the clock. And, you know, then you hear Chris Greer afterward, and you start to think about it. Because, you know, initially it looks like, hey, well, they traded back from 3 to 6, and all they really got was a 2023 first-round pick after all the moves. And all they really got was a 2023 first-round pick to miss out on a chance at both Pitts and Chase. But then you think about it, and you say, you know, when they stand up there and they say, no, Waddle is who we wanted, it's not just their words saying that. It was their actions, too. The fact that they were willing to drop back to 6 when everybody knew there was a possibility that both Pitts and Chase would be gone at 6, I believe them. I believe them. And so all that said, you now have the explosive element in this offense that was so sorely lacking last year. I mean, there was nothing. There was no downfield passing game whatsoever. I mean, the few times that Jakeem Grant was able to get by people down the field, something happened. They couldn't connect. Now you have Will Fuller. You could potentially throw Will Fuller and Jaylen Waddle out there. Plus you have the tight ends underneath, Devontae Parker, Preston Williams. Like, all of a sudden, you have a very complimentary passing game with him. And then the Jaylen Phillips pick, it wasn't until, I'd say, the week leading up to the draft that you started to read more and more about how scouts felt about him. And it's not a surprise that he ended up being the first edge guy off the board. I thought it would be Pay. And then as the week went on, it was like, no, he's – so all that said, if you needed a playmaker and you needed an edge defender, you got him. And you got him on night one. You got two premium positions that you really need for this team, not just to win, but also to evaluate quarterback. And you got him on night one. Now the real work starts. But I loved what they did, and now let's see how they can put it all together.
And Clay, I want to go one pick further with Javon Hollins, the safety out of Oregon. That was the only pick that puzzled me. To take a safety that high, you need running backs. You got rid of Ereck Flowers. You need a tackle. To take a safety early in the second, that was the only pick that I can criticize from the Miami Dolphins weekend.
Yeah, and I get that. I think it's pretty clear. I think you can read enough tea leaves in enough reports to know that they wanted Javonte Williams. And had he been there when they picked with that first pick, that 36th pick in the second round, that he would have been their guy. And yet, I think the thing with Javon Holland, you know, he wasn't on any of our radars, because I don't think we anticipated they would take a safety that soon. But, man, you look at how Brian Flores runs that defense, and he wants guys who can be versatile. And Holland, you watch his tape, you watch what he can do. And so you get it. You get the vision. And, Channing, like, I love the draft. I've followed it for over 20 years. And the one thing that I've kind of come to learn over time is that there is no possible way that those of us who kind of watch from the outside can understand the vision that these players, that the coaches and front office guys have for these teams on the inside. And, you know, so as much as I would have liked to see them get one of the top running backs in the draft, either Najee Harris, Travis Etienne, or Javonte Williams, once all those guys were gone, you got to go with somebody who you're confident can be productive and you have a vision for. And so I'm with you. Like, I understand the frustration with the position. I do think that if the passing game can open up as much as they're hoping it does now, then that kind of mitigates not having that true every down back. But no, yes, disappointed they didn't get the running back, but I think the more you read about Javon Holland, you see, man, not only is he a really good player, but also he is a perfect fit in that defense.
All right, we hit the Heat, we hit the Dolphins. Let me go around the world of South Florida sports with Clay Ferraro here. Let me go to the Panthers, who had a nice little victory last night. Got a little hairy there at the end, but come out with the victory in overtime. They've got two games left. This is a legit good team, Clay. I'll ask you this, being a sportscaster in Miami, where the Panthers notoriously have been one of the least interesting teams. I see what we do on the radio, and I don't know because I know you guys don't have a text machine when you're doing sportscasts, but I see when we're talking with Panthers players, when we're talking with broadcasters, when we're talking hockey in general, there's not this flood of text that I used to see in years past. Boring, no one cares, it's the Panthers, move on. I see that there's a legit excitement about this team. By the way, there should be. That's how good they are. Do you notice the same thing?
Yeah, and I think it's a few reasons. Number one, they are showing that kind of promise, and I think it's not just the star guys who stand out, but the depth of this team. I think you're confident that any one of the lines that they throw out there can give you problems. But then, yeah, there are names that I think people down here have gotten to know, and now that you're seeing guys like Barkov get some of the national recognition. I mean, some of the stuff that he does, I, even if you're not a hockey fan, you watch it, and it's wow, man, like that is star quality type stuff. And then there's the other story that I think everybody is kind of wondering about. It's this 20-year-old goaltender who may be the best one on the roster when he's at his best. And so what do you do with that? Like, I think it's – you have not just a good team, but also storylines that – man, I don't know enough about hockey to know whether you could throw a 20-year-old goaltender out there. But I'll tell you this: like, you talk about us as sports media people, is there anything better to talk about than a decision like that at the most important position on the ice, and what a coach should do, and then we can sit here and rip him afterwards when it doesn't work, or praise him when it does? Like, that's the type of thing that, you know, if you're a South Florida sports fan, you gravitate towards. It's the people, it's the storylines, and then, of course, the potential to win. And this team really does have all of those for the first time, at least since I've been here.
Yeah, you could actually feel them going deep into the playoffs. And they do have some interesting storylines and great players. Like you say, even Huberdeau last night, super exciting.
Yeah.
Clay Ferraro, watch him on Local 10. Always enjoy our Ferraro side chats with you. Back to luxuriating or whatever you were doing before you came on with us.
See, you beat me. I was going to say, well, I hope I luxuriated your show, but, you know.
I don't think you're getting the definition of the word.
I have no clue.
Apparent. It's very apparent. Clay, may the fourth be with you.
All right, now that I can get down with. All right, I'm a star. I watched Star Wars a lot as a kid. I can get down with that.
Oh, you are? You're a Star Wars guy? So you like, are you wearing Star Wars stuff today? You got like some
paraphernalia? No. I was as a kid. I haven't gotten into the new stuff. My daughter actually loves it because her teacher's a big Star Wars fan. So she's gotten into it a little bit, but I can't get into the new stuff yet. I'm still about the original three.
All right. Well, live long and prosper.
Misa, love when you come on the show, Clay.
That's not it. No.
What's that? Live long
that's
and prosper?
It. No. That's Star Trek. That's Star Trek.
Wait, Crowder, no. Do your Bar Jinx again.
Miss, I love when you come on the show, Clay.
You like that Bar Jinx?
No.
It's all I know.
It's all I know, Clay. I'm sorry.
See you, Clay.
Thank you for luxuriating my day.
By the way, don't text in. I know it's Jar Jar Binks, and I was saying Bar Jinx. I was trying to get under Clay's skin, but he didn't know it well enough. And I know that I did live long and prosper as a Star Trek line, not Star Wars. I'm saving you the texts, everybody. I'm saving you all the texts. All right, quick break. Why am I so mad? Quick break. Come back with
Misa
more.
Misa know you a troll. Misa know a troll when he see one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.